the clash between the rights and values of indigenous people around the world and multinational corporate profit has manifested itself among us in many different forms, but none more clearly than the battle being fought between the Uwa tribe of Colombia and Occidental Petroleum, a multinational oil corporation based in the United States. Occidental Petroleum wants to drill for oil on the sacred lands of the Uwa people. The Uwa believe that if the oil is removed from the earth will die. The Uwa have taken a stand and informed the Colombian government, Occidental Petroleum, and the world that should Occidental Petroleum drill for oil on their sacred lands, all 5,000 men, women, and children that make up the indigenous Uwa tribe in Colombia will commit ritual suicide rather than live on a dying planet, having failed in their stewardship of the earth. We spoke with the chief of the Uwa people, Roberto Cobaria, during his visit to New York City. Our translator is Mario Murillo. My name is Mike Thornton, and this is Full Logic Reverse. Senor Cobaria, perhaps you could tell our listeners about the Uwa people and your view of what's happening as a result of Occidental Petroleum attempting to exploit oil from the Uwa's land.
Roberto, él primero quiere saludarte y invitarle al programa de radio, y si puedes la primera pregunta, si puedes hablar un poco sobre la importancia o un poco, pues primero de la comunidad, su comunidad Uwa, y qué significa esta explotación petrolera de parte de Oxy en su territorio, qué significa para la comunidad Uwa.
Explotación del petróleo. Petróleo, y nosotros, quiere decir ruiría. Es petróleo que se llama, y nosotros idioma llamamos ruiría. Y el otro se llama daería. Entonces, petróleo tiene dos nombres, y hay dos hembra y macho, ¿sí? El petróleo es nuestro, la sangre del mundo. Es como decir una inspiración de la vena del cuerpo del mundo. Esto no es explotable para nosotros. ¿Por qué? Porque los sabios, los que son más universidad tradicional que hay en el centro de los pueblos indígenas Uwa, ellos tienen mucha historia en eso. Dice que para vivir más hay que cuidar el mundo, porque el mundo es bastante viva. Mundo es nuestro, la madre. Sin mundo, tierra, no vivimos. Por eso hay que cuidar. Si saca todo el petróleo, se duerme el mundo. Dice que se cae. Por eso en la historia dice, si no cuidamos, se llegará 2000 años. Si cuidamos bien, si defendemos, hay más vida de 2000 años, adelante sigue. Eso es lo que dice los indígenas Uwas, okay. Los sabios, ¿sí?
Okay, to begin with, he says that the oil has two names in our language. It has the name Uiria and has the name Daría. And basically in the Uwa we have two names for oil, which basically represents man and women. The two genders, of course, of the oil. We see the oil as the blood of the earth. It's the inspiration of the blood of the earth that runs through the veins of the earth. And it's something that cannot be exploited, because our elders always say that in order for us to live, we must protect and defend Mother Earth. If we take out the oil, the earth is going to forever be in slumber. It'll fall to an eternal slumber. And our elders also say that if we do not take care of our oil, we'll last until for 2,000 years, until the year 2000. If we do protect and defend our Mother Earth, we can last beyond and move on beyond the year 2000.
It seems from the actions of multinational oil companies around the world that they appear to have little care for the rights or the lives of indigenous people. And as Occidental Petroleum is being backed in this venture in Colombia on the lands of the Uwa by Shell Oil, which has already proven that it had no respect for the rights of the Ogoni people in Nigeria and what it has done to their lands and what the Nigerian government has done to the Ogoni people, more or less, allegedly, at the behest of Shell. It seems to me, and I fear, that the stand the UWA have taken, saying that if Occidental Petroleum would try to drill oil on their lands, that 5,000 UWA will commit suicide, makes me concerned that what has happened is going to be a sentence of death for the UWA.
El, hablando de la cosa, Roberto, de la propuesta de un suicidio masivo de la comunidad UWA, ¿no crees que la Oxy, las otras petroleras grandes en Colombia, y como ellos han explotado también, no solo en Colombia, pero en otros países, que para ellos no les importa las comunidades indígenas, y ustedes con esa cosa del suicidio masivo es como una sentencia de la muerte para toda la comunidad, porque para Oxy no, ellos no les importa nada de los indígenas?
Uh-huh. Bueno, bien. Ahora, sí, porque tú sabes que el mundo, que cuando hablamos de Colombia, es un mundo muy centro, porque en Colombia es un centro, y alrededor de mundo Colombia, alrededor de eso hay muchos mundos todavía, como aquí en el Estados Unidos. Ese es otro mundo. Pero resulta que el Mojones, y bajo de este mundo está un solo Mojones, ¿sí? Ahora, por las divisiones por mar, ¿de dónde viene la fuerza, la experiencia del mar? ¿De dónde se coge la fuerza? Tantas inspiraciones que tiene la mar, que tiene el mar, ¿dónde viene? Viene del centro del mundo, de Colombia. Allá es muy grande de nacimiento de muchas aguas. Por eso dice, en el mundo centro es un territorio muy grande. Pero el gobierno colombiano y el Oxy no piensa eso, sino quiere terminar con todo. Vea, todas las maderas, las frutas, melecina de árboles tradicional que han hecho, está todo cavado, explotado. Se han tumbado para la madera, para hacer las casas. Y no piensa cuál es fruta es sagrado, no piensa sino para cavar. Ya se acabó con carbones también, por una parte. Ahora, y se acabó con el oro, con el rubí, con durán, con diamante, todo, se está acabado. Ahora quiere meter al último, es con el petróleo. Hombre, por la cultura tradición indígena UWA dice, ¿cómo es eso? ¿Qué es la ley? Si es verdaderamente, el hombre sabe mucho, muy bien, hay que mirar muy bien esto, dice. A ver, ¿para dónde es la vida y nosotros? ¿Vida para adelante o para atrás? El hombre quiere acabar con todo, ¿por qué? Porque lo que se piensa es el dinero, hacer cantidad de plata, dineros, y lo que se piensa que con eso va a sostener, resulta que no es capaz de sostenerlo. Vamos es para término, cavar todo. Hombre, sol, la luna, mantiene es el con el nuestro distrito de Madre Tierra del petróleo. Eso es lo que nos está manteniendo muy bien.
He says that the world, when we talk about Colombia, we should look at it as center of the world, that there are many earths and there are many worlds, but that we see it as Colombia being the center. Many rocks across the planet are marking the different peoples of the earth, and we may be separated with divisions of, maybe divided by the seas that separate us, but we are one central. But the world is one, and Colombia is the center. We see Colombia as the center of that. And the fact of the matter is that the Occidental Petroleum, they want to finish with everything of the center of this earth. They want to take and not only Oxy, but other foreigners, other exploiters of the land, of the fruits, of the trees, of the coal, of all the resources, of oil, of diamonds. All our resources, and now the last thing that they want to take and they want to exploit is oil. And they're basically finishing with the world. They're finishing with Mother Earth, which is what is the sustenance of our life. we see that our life is both the future and the past, but Occidental wants to finish it all off because all they're concerned about is the money, material gains that they can make, but they're not concerned about the future of the Mother Earth.
I have tremendous respect for the stand that Señor Kobadia and the UWA are taking. I guess my concern is if multinational oil corporations like Occidental Petroleum care nothing for the indigenous people of Colombia, the UWA, or for that matter anywhere else on the face of the earth. It certainly appears that way. I wonder what Señor Kobadia and the UWA hope to accomplish by threatening the suicide of 5,000 people and what they hope to accomplish by that.
Él está preguntando qué esperan, Roberto, de esa... De su posición, de la comunidad, la posición del suicidio colectivo masivo de la comunidad, si ustedes ya saben que para ellos no les importa nada. Él quiere entender qué esperan lograr con la cosa del suicidio.
Y nosotros tenemos más de como 4.000, 5.000 años atrás, antes de haber sol y la luna, antes de pura tiniebla y oscuridad, nació la ley y la historia. Con ese vamos. Los sabios revisan todo eso. Dice, aquí en Colombia, hubo un suicidio colectivo grande en departamento de Boyacá, en Huicán. ¿Por qué eso sucedió eso? ¿Por qué se han suicidado? Ese fue por una historia del mismo Padre del Cielo, que si todos los indígenas UAS se mataba a pura mano de gente, el espíritu no se levantaba muy bien. Por eso le había suicidado. Y en la historia dice, si el petróleo en nuestros territorios sagrados es muy sagradamente, es un cementerio de madre y de muy del padre. Si este cementerio no se respeta, pues mis hijos yo mismo mandaré otra vez a suicidiar. Por esa razón es lo que se hablan.
We look back and we see back more than 4,000 to 5,000 years before the sun and the moon came about. We look at the history of everything, and we say that our elders say that there was in the past, in the very recent past in this history, there was a collective suicide that was committed in Colombia in the department of Boyacá in the turn of the century. This was part of the history that was provided and that was passed on by the Father, our Father in the sky. He says that the death at the hands, the philosophy is, the feeling is that for them who committed mass suicide in the past, and just like us for the UWA today, we see that death at the hands of others, of foreigners, is not something that we could accept, not something that we would look at, we can live with, that we'd rather die a quick death on our own than a slow and painful death from outsiders like Oxy. He says that we see oil as sacred. Oil for us is very sacred. But at the same time, it'll be the cemetery. It's a cemetery of our mother and our father. And if Occidental has its way, it's going to lead to the cemetery of all our children.
And finally, Señor Kobadia, what would you like to say to the people of the United States about the UWA and what they might do to help stop the rape of the UWA's land by Occidental Petroleum and help to prevent what, in my opinion, is the possible and certainly unnecessary death of 5,000 UWA people?
Vean, nosotros aquí venimos a dar unas pequeñas informaciones sobre nuestros movimientos, la organización y nosotros de los UWAs colombianos. Venimos a dar esto, a ver quién nos saca un mensaje, les ayuda, mirando la carta a los UCE, que los UWAs si no estás de acuerdo que no hay explotación, hermano, y no es, no hay atropello, no hay que hacer nada, porque y nosotros los subes siempre estamos hablando por todos los derechos de propio y nosotros. Ahora, fuera de parte del OXXE, pues también respetamos. Por eso, que a ver si nos puede colaborar sobre esa ayuda o no, ¿no? Porque esto es una historia, es del muy Padre del Cielo. Él fue el que formó el mundo, el que puso la luna y sol, y el que puso el mar, sí es dueño. El resto no somos dueños, ¿sí? Y nosotros somos guardaespaldas y nosotros somos, como decirlo, guardián indígena, guardián del mundo. Por eso tenemos que cuidarnos, ¿sí? Entonces, quien nos puede colaborar con esa ayuda, ¿sí? Que los territorios indígenas, que no hay explotación, pues mejor que nos cumpla la ley tradicional de subas que tiene, ¿sí? Que nos respete. No queremos atropellar, que no le vaya a manipular, que lo no haga como lo hicieron anteriores cuando se entraron en Caño Limón. No queremos ningún atropello, sino queremos ser hermanos humanos y respetemos en nosotros a ellos y ellos que nos respeten nuestro territorio y nuestra cultura.
We basically come here to the United States with trying to give some information, some basic information about our organizations, about the national organizations, and about the UWA, the organization of the UWA community, so that we can get the word out to the people here in the United States in order for them to become involved and to understand what is happening, to begin writing letters to the Occidental Petroleum leadership in California, that we do not want exploitation of our territories, and we speak for ourselves. We want to make clear that we are not negotiating. We're speaking for ourselves, but Oxy does not want to listen to us. They don't want to hear this point of view. What we're trying to say is that the Father in the sky is the owner of the entire world, the Father who put this, the water, the Father who put the sea, who put the trees, who's the giver of life to the sun and to the moon. He's the owner of the world, not ourselves. We are simply the guardians of this land, and as guardians, we are guardians of the world. As indigenous guardians, we are guardians of the world, and there should be no exploitation in indigenous territories, and we basically want people to respect that, to understand that, not to manipulate us, not to try to divide us, not to come into our territories and attack us. We want to have the respect, and we want to be respected for our ways and our cultures, just as we will respect other cultures from that are not our cultures. That's what we want to leave, and that's the message we want to leave here in the United States.
Señor Roberto Cavalia, gracias. And perhaps we can hear from Terence Freitas, who's the director of the Committee to Defend the UWA Pueblo, and he can tell us all how we might be of assistance.
Bueno, muchas gracias. Muy gracias. Estamos en un cuento, la historia de Dios. Muchas gracias. Ojalá quien esté todo pendiente por un medio de favor de esto. Gracias.
I thank you very much. I hope that we get our message across to the youth and to the work of your radio station, of your medium.
Terence Freitas, director of the Committee to Defend the UWA Pueblo. We've heard from Señor Roberto Cobaria, the chief of the UWA people, and he's explained the situation from the position of the UWA. Can you let the listeners know what they might do to get further information or to be of help with this?
Yeah, there's actually a lot that we can do, because this is a situation of prevention where the UWA are not already dead or dying. This is an incredible opportunity for people to actually have an effect on what U.S. companies are attempting to do in Latin America. What people can do is write letters and also talk with us about what we're doing with the UWA campaign. And in doing that, they can not only support the UWA in Colombia, but they can also support more ethical U.S. business interests abroad. So they can call the UWA Defense Project International at 818-505-8353, or they can also call Project Underground in the Bay Area at 510-705-8981.
Terence Freitas, director of the Committee to Defend the Uwa Pueblo, our translator, Mario Murillo, and chief of the Uwa people, Señor Roberto Cobaria. Thank you all for being on the program today. My name is Mike Thornton, and this has been Full Logic Reverse.